Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Mondays, every Monday, last 5 years, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time, and I love my studio, I love Mondays, people hate Mondays, but that's my favorite day. Why? Because I can bring to my studio guest that I just love to talk to. Sometimes the topics are very unusual, harder, tougher, meaner, angrier. Sometimes they're just wonderful and very close to my heart. Today is one of those shows. I will be having in a studio phone call from Spain, and we will be listening to Dorota Rosmus. She's a singer, she is a songwriter, she's a composer, but now she's a healer. Her voice does magic for a lot of people who are depressed. They have issues, life issues. Hey, I can add myself to these problems. And probably all of us can use Dorota's help. She, hopefully in 1 minute, I will be connecting with her. Or if we have problem with Skype, because something's going on funky today in the air, then maybe we'll have a problem. But that's live radio, and we are not afraid of problems. But in a studio with me, the very, very warm part that is really in my heart and makes me a little scared, there are two gentlemen. They are very, very important guests. I think really, really I'm proud to have both of them. Then I think I can introduce them, which we'll be talking a little bit more with them after Dorota. But right now, maybe introduction. Your name?
My name is Jan Viktor Sienkiewicz.
Okay, one more time. Your name is?
Is. My name is Jan Viktor Sienkiewicz's surname.
And I want whole world to know closer this gentleman, because when I read his accomplishments, when I read how smart he is, then I was saying, oh my gosh, I'm scared to talk to a guy like that. He's amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
You are really, really smart gentleman. That's, you know what? I know that Europeans and Polish people are very well educated. But again, I listed all your wonderful titles and what you were doing for so many years. And you will be telling us a little bit too. If not, I will be reading and makes you a little, like, blush. Because you are amazing. You are special. You are so smart. And you are so cultured, which that's what I love. Then we'll be talking to you. And in the studio, we have, Dorotka is calling. I will finish. But we have another guest. Okay, where is my Dorotka? Come on. We can pick her up. Yes, we can. Oh, my gosh. I got her. Dorotka? Hello? Okay, I lost Dorotka. Maybe she'll be calling one more time. Yeah, that's funny. Okay. You know, that's Skype. But hey, Dorotka, call us. I'm sure you are listening to me. Then call one more time. Okay. And in studio, we have our translator. But not only. Very important gentleman. Your name is?
Andrew Dowen.
Okay, Andrew. You got a cool accent. Sounds like you are an American. Are you American?
I'm American, but I was born in Poland.
Now people understand that we are three Polish people in the studio, and the fourth person who called, but somehow I couldn't get her. Contact with her. I hope we have no problem with that. It's Dorota Rosmus. Please, Dorotka, if you listen to us, please call us. I'm here. I will try. Oh, my gosh. Okay, one more time. Okay. Probably. Hello, Dorotka. Hello? Why we cannot hear Dorotka?
Say for her hello.
Dorotka, if you can hear me, I will ask maybe head of radio. He will come and help us to connect with you. One moment. I will be just playing music one more time. Let me play maybe. live radio. Very cool. Let me play maybe something of Ilona Europa. Here's my song. It's called Faith. I hope the faith will put us together. Yes, yeah, we have a little problem with Skype. We have Sam here. Would you like to wait? Maybe Dorota will call and she cannot hear us.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah. Okay. If she will call, we'll see what's happened. But that's okay. That's life. People stay with us. We are calling to Spain, or Spain is calling to us. And we don't want to be nervous. We are talking today about not being depressed. And we want to be healed. Oh, now it's loud.
It's very loud, right?
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Okay, maybe she will try one more time. Dorotka, call us. Okay, that's not Dorotka.
Okay, I would go forward with the show.
Okay, maybe we'll talk to Dorotka a little bit later. Okay? Right now, maybe I will play a song and try to rearrange my stuff, and we'll see. Maybe I will contact her via Facebook and tell her what's going on, because it's 3 in the morning in Spain, and she's probably waiting for me. Anyway, okay, let's play. Hello? Yeah. Okay. Oh, we have a problem. That's okay. I love it. I'm really not even nervous. But people, I want you to be with us. Yes. There was Dorotka Rozmus. I think we see her. Maybe we will try to call her one more time. She's too important. Okay. One more time. Hello? Hello? Hello, Dorotka? Nope. One more time, Dorotka. One more time. Stay with us. Stay with us. Don't hang up. Stay with us. Are you there? Okay, one more time. One more time. Oh, Dorotka? Hello? Hello? People, stay with us. We have Spain calling. I am getting very nervous. I'm joking. I'm not. But, oh, if not, we'll continue next week. That's okay. She can hear us. We cannot hear her. Okay. Okay, one more try. One more try.
Okay.
Oh, how's Dorotka.
How's can you hear me now?
Are you there? Are you here?
Yes, here.
I love you. You know what? They call me Ilona always pushes hard. It's so easy to give up on everything in life, but no. That's not me, and that's not Polish girls. Thank you. Dorota Rozmus is with us right now, and you are calling from?
Yes, I'm in Spain at the moment.
Spain. What is the town?
Spain, Marbella, which is the Costa del Sol on the south of Spain. Beautiful, sunny place.
Okay.
Like California, I think.
I think I will not say I'm jealous because it's so hot here, but you are in Europe and I think food is better. That's my maybe one why I'm so jealous of European food. We are a little bit too loud in my ears, then maybe I will take it down. Okay, Dorotka. I would love to introduce you to our listeners. We have in the studio also a wonderful guest with us. Then after our conversation, we'll be continuing to talking about very, very important book that I think is not important not only for Polish people, but also Europeans and I hope Americans also will be very fascinating by this book. Then please, everybody stay with us. For right now, Dorotka, we know each other for like 100 years.
Yes. Oh, we're not that old yet.
Yeah, it feels like that. I don't know why I feel like we know each other so long. But can you explain us our friendship? I could say that, but it's fun to listen from somebody else. We like each other a lot.
Well, yes, we've been studying together all the beautiful sounds and music and singing. And yes, we both have wonderful friendship because we've been supporting each other to know so much about singing and about music. And we've studied and we, you have a first place in a Polish festival, song festival, and I had a second place that same time. So it's a beautiful history together. And I always remember that with my heart open. And we stayed in touch for so many years, which is wonderful.
Yeah, but then life goes on and, you know, crazy stuff happened to Poland. Wonderful things happened in Poland and 80s changed so many lives, for better or for worse. You left to Australia, yes?
Yes, I left to Australia, spent 10 years in Australia doing some also singing, concerts, television work there. But then I came back to Poland and then we've seen each other again because you've been traveling as well that far.
And then you moved back, you moved to Spain. You were there and then you moved to Poland, then you are back into Spain.
Yes, I am, you know, I wanted to be in Europe because I had my son and I've been living in Poland and but I always wanted to connect with the sun more. I wanted something warm and not that heavy winters that we have in Poland. So,
but your life, Dorotka, is so unusual. It took turn in a very unusual way when it comes to music and your philosophy of life. And you are, they called you an energy coach and sound healer. That's very, very beautiful, even to my ears, words. And I know that you're helping people to achieve the level of peace. They are looking for love. When they are looking for love, like inner love, we are not talking only love between people, but also some people are depressed. Some people just have different psychological issues. And you somehow, somewhere, made this your goal in life to help people. I would like to find out when this happened and when did you start working in this field?
Yes, it is also going back to our school, even when I discovered jazz and I've been singing jazzy music more than anything in my life. I wanted to express myself in the way that I didn't have to, I didn't have to have any rules. It was like a freedom to me to express myself with the sounds that are just free. And when I was doing that in Australia, it happened that people reacted to simple sometimes sounds and songs, but they were touched somewhere deeper. And I wanted to find out, why am I doing this? What is happening really when I touch them? And they cry, they start to share, you know, emotions and what is happening in their life. And because somehow I've been helping them with the sound. So it was many years ago, and I knew I want to do that. I knew I want to find out what I can do with my sound to do that. So I've studied a little bit of music therapy. I've studied a lot about quantum awareness and about love itself, because the life was showing me that I have to find out a few things. I wanted to ask why bad things happen to the nice girl like me.
Aww, I love you. I love you. Dorotka, I know how beautiful voice you have. I understand why people are attached to your sound. I would love whole world who listens right now to just enjoy your sound, because that's what we are talking about. And maybe we'll start would you like me to start from hard breath or quantum?
Quantum.
Let's do that.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. I'm already relaxed. I know I ask you to send me MP3s, very short one, because eventually we'll make longer show with you, but I want just introduce people to what you do. I know that anybody who wants to get in touch with you, they could do sessions via Skype. They could also purchase your sessions, yes. And I don't want to lose the opportunity to pitch everything what we can pitch for people. And then could you give us your link, your way, how people can just talk to you if they want.
Yes, absolutely. People can connect through my website, which is voicedorota.com, www.voicedorota, it's my name, voicedorota.com. And also I do the session through the Skype because it's a beautiful connection when you have your headphones on and you're in your home and I can just touch you with not only the sound, but we are connecting on a very deep level with understanding how to touch the feelings and open the heart and relax so much that, you know, your own vibration, your own higher self, which I can talk about, it's connecting with you and letting you understand that you can let go of all the kind of negative that we call things and choose for yourself something new.
I have a sample. You sent me two snippets from creating a peacefulness and session, healing session.
Then I do the sessions like a group session also on a Skype, but the same thing happens when we work one-to-one with people.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Then, obvious, it's not easy. We need to have a longer meeting with you for sure, and we'll have one, I promise. But right now, let's create a peace.
Okay.
And with my sound, I am helping you to start this new vibration of peacefulness within your body, within your mind. It's like a peaceful water coming from your heart and into your heart. And your breath is creating this peaceful blue water around you, within you.
Oi, Dorotka. We are talking to Dorotka Rozmus. This is really, really beautiful. You know, I am like a very real person. For me, it's very hard to get me in a peaceful zone. I always am like this energizing bunny. I need to do stuff, run around, and it's just, I always am not in peace. I really am not. Then, I don't know, people say I need a cat. I had two dogs. They didn't help. They're even more crazy than me. Then I think your voice really calms me down. And you know what? I am thankful for that, baby. I really do. It's beautiful. We are talking.
Yeah, thank you, darling. I know you are just a dynamic person.
But I need to be in peace, you know, getting older. Come on, I need to be in peace with myself. And I want to heal. I know it's not time to talk about sad things, but we all are going up and down. Life is crazy, and your life, my life, ouch, you know, has a really crazy life. But you talk to me that we can heal our broken soul, our sadness. We can find a peace. Then you have this beautiful snippet that you send me too. And I think people need to just listen to it, okay? One of them.
Okay, sure.
Learning to know yourself through love and healing all the Take a deep breath with me. Understand this with the breath inside your heart, your soul, your spirit knows vibration of love. You can trust, you can let go, you can relax to be healed by love.
From the jazz singer to almost tribal ancient sound, ancient sound. Dorotka, where this came from? You woke up one day and the sound came out like that from you, the melody.
Yeah, people often ask me what language do I use, because it is sound and some kind of words, but it is the vibration. It is like a light language which I work with. I work with love and light because in my understanding, our higher vibration is made of this peaceful, pure vibration of the truth. You can call it God, you can call it divine, you can call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It's nothing to do with the religion. It has to do with your understanding of you. And this depth of understanding of you. And you need the time to go into this peacefulness, to get in touch with this. And from that, all the healing is starting to take place.
Then if people again want to get in touch with you, again, this is the pitch. We need to pitch Dorotka and her talent. Then again, could you repeat? What would you like people to do if they want to talk to you?
You're welcome to connect through the website, which when you go there, you can find all about me. And you can also buy sessions like we were just listening for a moment. You can download the sessions and help yourself straight away. But if you want to find more and connect with me one-to-one, we can do the Skype sessions to help you to release the stress, depression, pain in a body, or go deeper into more soulful work with you.
And of course,
my website is voicedorota.com. Voice, like a voice singing, and Dorota, my name, Dorota.
Wonderful. And of course, everybody can go to my Facebook. Post the links. I post the links for people if they are able to purchase your sessions via mail. That will be okay too. And learn more about you. We have your website there too. Dorota.
Yeah, and of course, Facebook is Voice Dorota or Dorota Rosmus. You can find me as well. You're very welcome to connect.
Because for today, the time is running out and we had a little bit problem with Skype, but we are talking, which that's the most important.
Yes.
And everything what worthwhile need to be waited for. That's what I learned in my life too. But I want to end our show with hard breathing. I think it's a beautiful snippet too. Dan, are you okay with that for today?
Yes, of course. I also record more like a meditation kind of music, and you can also purchase that from my website. So this is a bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much for today. And I can hug you from the distance, and I do. Okay, we have a guest who just want to say something. I would love that. Yes, please?
Just wanted to ask a question, right?
Okay, yes.
She's a singer. Mm-hmm. She had a career as a singer. What made you change? This is a change from the normal, you know, artist career, which is hectic. This is quite different. What made you change?
Yes, exactly that. It was inner searching for the truth and for being so honest with the sound and how I want to touch people, how I want to connect with others. I guess I was searching for love that I'm teaching now, and on a bigger sense of the world, of course. So, yeah, I'm just happy to be so purely open and honest with the sounds that I do.
Everybody needs a Dorota voice, which means www.voicedorota.com. We can be healed. We can be more in peace. You already calmed me down. I need to pick myself up to talk to my guest in the studio. But again, I love you not only because you are my friend. I know you for so many years. We have so many wonderful memories and hopefully future. From time to time, I will be still seeing each other. For right now, I want to say bye-bye to you with heart breathing. Okay?
Thank you so much for inviting me. It was wonderful to talk to you, and all the best to all the listeners. Thank you for connecting. Thank you so much.
Bye, Ilona. Bye, sweetie. Bye.
Listen to your heart. Listen to your breath.
Now we are so calm and so relaxed that I even think I can start questioning our guests in the studio, because the topic of the book is pretty serious, very educational, and our guests in studio are so smart, so well educated, and that mean a lot to me already. Then one more time, I would like to introduce my guest.
Jan Wiktor Sienkiewicz.
Oh, you said Jan Wiktor Sienkiewicz, and I know you called me and said, you know, I would not want to maybe speak in English. I know perfect Italian, but I'm a little uncomfortable speaking English. Then I talked to you before the show, and you're better than me. Your English is just perfect, and I'm so happy we can.
No, but I must apologize about my English, because I never ever studied my English. My English is from the street, from the book, from the conversation.
That's what I'm saying. You are so smart. But you know what? This is Accent On. This show is about people, successful people who have an accent. And, oh yes, I have an accent too. I'm so proud of this accent very, very much. Then you mentioned only your name, but we need to know a little bit more about you. I know it's hard to just praise yourself and saying, oh my gosh, I'm so smart. But you know what? Be proud of it. I'm proud to have you so much in my studio. You are a professor, a history of art and art critic. You are history of art and culture professor. You have so many titles. You are full professor.
Yeah.
You know? And one day, you were a young gentleman, maybe 15, 16. Did you believe that your journey will be so intertwined with studying and just receiving so many successes when it comes to science and culture and art? Where did you see yourself when you were 16 years old?
Yeah. My first thinking about my life was think about to be the artist or painters or architect, but the more important thing in my life was the place of my birth. I was from the Polish old family, which is living near the Lithuanian-Polish border now. And in my home was always the thinking about the Polish history, about the Polish art, about the Polish history between 1945. And for this reason, when I was 18, I chose the Catholic University in Lublin, because in this time, in we can say any period of the communist time in Poland, in this university we can do the science free, since we haven't any pressure in this university, especially for the Polish history after 1945. And in my family, I had many contacts with the people from Vilnius, from old Polish university in Vilnius, because before 1949, Vilnius was a very important academic city after the Krakow. And in this city, in history of art department, was very, we had many young, interesting painters, sculptors, which have the contact with the Paris Academy. And when I started to study in Catholic University in Lublin, my professor said, Jan, you must write the story about this Polish artist which was disappeared after 1945.
Yes.
And history start with this subject. After my my study at university, I started working at university. And when the wall in Berlin collapsed, I have the chance to go to the Great Britain, because in Great Britain I can find many Polish artists which start to live in this country after 1945, because they don't like to come back to Poland, into the communist country after the Second World War. Seems that in London I find the many Polish artists which was really Lithuanian Polish thinking people. The subject was interesting for this this way which they was taking between 1949 till 1945, because many of them was in the prison after 1949 in the Soviet Union. It is a very hard story, because these people never ever was thinking that they will be survived. And the story was happy for them, thanks of the General Anders, very important Polish general, who helped for them to escape from Soviet Union after 1942.
This is like the very, very important part of Polish history. We are talking middle of World War II. We are talking about General Anders, who I think Polish people know a lot about, and British people know, and Italian. But I don't know if Americans know a lot about who he was. Then if you could describe, because I know the artists that you write in your book, the artists, they are the army people, they are people that were with a general for many, many years. They were in Russia, but they were painters, they were very, very talented people. Then later, then escape, or we can say, or the from Russia, or they were lucky. Very lucky to leave Russia, and then they went to London, they went all around the world, they never practically came back to Poland back. But who was the General Anders, if we can say in three or four lines, why he's so important, what's happened that so many people just spent few years in Russia?
The General Anders
barely
was
surviving.
The one of the biggest Polish generals, who was very good educated, and when was the possibility to escape from from Soviet Union, they knew very well that the more important is the help for the artists, seems for the painters, sculptor, musician, and people from the theater, because he was thinking about the future in Poland, and he would like to save these people in life, because they, in his mind, because they will be this the more important people in the Poland after the Second World War. The truth was the story was very sad, because finally nobody, someone from them come back to Poland. But important was this, that after the Soviet Union in Iran, Iraq, in Jerusalem, Alexandria, seems in Egypt, and after that in Italy till 1943 to 1946, General Adults help for these students or young people or artists to have the contact with the international artists, seems American artists, because American soldiers staying also in Italy with the English artists, French artists. For this reason, General Anders helped to them to have the contact with the European and international movement of the art.
Wow.
And finally, it seems that the art made by this Polish artist in this hard environment in the Second World War was in the very high level. Seems that, for example, we have many Polish artists which was working in the area of the Monte Cassino, for example, in 1944. But the paintings or sculpture, they are very in the high level.
Artists.
Yes.
Artists.
And after that, he find the possibility to gift for the student the place in the Academy of Rome, Accademia di Belle Arti a Roma. Many of them seems about 50 or about 50, 60, because some of them was in Florence or Venice, but the about 40 was studied in Rome. And in this moment, they have the contact, for example, with big, interesting Italian artists like Prampolini or Severini or Carin, very, very important artists from this period. And after the 1946, they escape from Italy to Great Britain. They still in Great Britain for 2 years in the kind of the they have the kind of time to the preparation for being living in Great Britain, because they don't speak English. Probably they speak better like me today.
Oh, gosh. You're very, very good. You know this topic so well. I was asking, because the book, we are talking about book, the name of the book is?
It's Artisti Andersa Continuità e Novità, seems Artists of General Anders Continuità e Novità. Thank you very much for this question, because Continuità e Novità seems that they continue this French tradition in the European painters, and novità, there is seems that they invited new things in this area, and they put this invasion for the European and also for American artists, because we have a couple of them from this environment of the Polish artists which transformed from Italy to Great Britain, and after that in the 50s they moved also to America and Canada. And for this reason we can say that we have like the Polish artists, the impact for the American art.
Wow. And that's your like angle for how many years you're writing this book. When did you start really to accumulate all this information?
It is true. It was a very long period, but between the many books, I write this book because it was so important and so long story. And before Artisti Andersa, the artist of Anders, General Anders, I wrote also the monography about a couple of them, for example, Halima Nawęcz, Ryszard Demel, Wojciech Falkowski, and Bohusz Szyszko, who was the teacher of this group of the Polish artists in Rome from 1944. And after that, he created the Department of Art History in the Polish University abroad in London. Because we must say that after 1945, we had the Polish University abroad in London, which is still also now, but a small university because we haven't many departments. But not only Polish artists, and that other Polish students can study, for example, languages or engineering, study architecture. It is a very important university in abroad for the Polish people after the Second World War.
Wonderful. And you are in LA for the first time, and you are here in a studio with your friend and Mr. Andrzej. Could you give us your full name?
It's Andrew Z. Zdzisław Dawen.
Oh, beautiful. And you are very important for Polonia here in LA and probably at US. A, could you tell us your holding position of?
So as far as the importance goes, I think every Polish person in California is very important.
Oh, yes.
So currently, the past almost 4 years, I'm the president of the Polish Art and Culture Club, which is the Modieska Club. A lot of even Americans know about famous actress Helena Modieska, who in fact reside here in California for a number of years, and probably you also heard about Paderewski, who also lived here in Orange County, and they sort of you know, were friends and mingled together in the American society, and she was very important to the American theater at that time. So the club currently exists a little plus 40 years, and the main goal of the club is to disseminate the knowledge of Polish culture and bring it into the American society, so it understands better what's happening in Poland then, being, you know, years back, as well as it is now.
So important for all of us to have this contact with past, today, and the future. And I know it's very, I don't want to say exclusive club, but in a way has very high level of people who are involved in this club, and is money is raised between people who are part of this club. And I know you're bringing so many great artists from Poland, and now we have Mr. Jan.
No, thank you. Thank you for Andrew Dawen, because he invited me to the United States. I never been in the United States. And this,
how did you find out about this book? How did you find about Jan? When did you meet?
It was by the case. One student arrived to my lesson in February for the promotion of my book. And after that, it was the lesson about the Polish artists in abroad. And she said, look, professor, but I have the contact with someone in Los Angeles.
Lovely.
And they will be interested about this subject. And she wrote to her friend here, and this friend sent email for Andrew Dawen. Andrew Dawen sent to me information and invitation. I invite to you for do the lessons.
It's
here.
Beautiful
on
wheel
like
of
that,
parts of
personal,
people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
on
how
it starts
always.
So you know, I was just as smitten with his credentials as you were.
Me
right?
too. Yeah. Now, please, people, I listed all of them on my Facebook, Accent On. I'm begging everybody. We are not talking about 10 people, cumulative, all titles, and, you know, great, amazing book writer, and just culture people to the best in the world. We have him in a studio. And what is the most important, the next time when he will be coming here, he will be speaking English to Americans too.
Oh, I would like.
I really think USC will love you. All art schools will love to talk to you. It's not only
nice,
because it's a cross between culture, politics, and really interaction, and social interaction, social media interactions. We all know each other right now, and it's just so easy to fall in love with the topic. That's why I put the part of introduction in English for this book. I only copied one page, but please, if somebody's interested in this topic, look into my Facebook, and also and scroll down. We have in English, because the book is in Polish right now, but will be translated when?
Yeah, it will be after 1 year, because I prepared now this translation. But it's a very interesting thing which we start to talking, because in Los Angeles now exists very interesting Polish group of artists. They work here from 25 years. The name is The Crack. Someone of them is also connected with the Polish artists in abroad, since in other country, for example, in London, in Great Britain. And in the next year will be very important anniversary, 100 our independence, seems Poland independence, and we would like to prepare the showing exhibition of this the painting and sculpture of this group
in Orange County.
In Los Angeles.
We had Mr. Andrew Cole.
Yes, he was my guest also
with his book. Then I was trying to find great people, Polish people here.
Lona Konopelski, very important painter, and also the professor in Pasadena. And for this season, the thinking will be a little bit in high level. For example, do something between our university, because we need it. Write the next book, which will be the topic about the impact of the Polish art after 1989 for the American art, because one of my colleagues, his name is Szymon Bojko, he died when he was 93, but for many years he had the contact with the Pasadena and the other artists which was working in the United States, but from this group of Anders artists. And he wrote the book, The Polish Artists and Artists with the Polish Roots in American Arts. And now there is time to write the second book, which will be the prologue.
After 1989,
yes. Yeah. I think we have many subjects to do. Yes.
Oh, and it's so intertwined with whole world culture. It's not only about us, it's really about the world.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, I'm coming back to Mr. Andrzej, because for the second, I was trying to get out of him what he's doing here outside of being the very important person in Modrzejewska Club. And you told me very gently that you don't like to talk about this, but then you said, and who are you or where are you working? This is so exciting for me too.
So I am actually employed by Caltech. And for a lot of you probably know that JPL, NASA JPL, is managed by Caltech contract with NASA. So we are so-called FFRDC, which is federally funded research facility. And I happen to work there, and I think I have the greatest job in the world. I manage quite a bit of people that deal with the ground software development. So if you see a picture of Saturn, or you see a rover on Mars, or you see Cassini plunging into the surface of Saturn, and that will be in September, all that software that commands the spacecraft, as well as gets all the engineering and the science data down to ground, that's what I'm responsible for.
I'm so proud.
Not only for JPL, but also for NASA. Most of the NASA missions use the same software.
And you promised to us that you bring your friends, because we have few Polish people that we can mention also who just work in NASA.
Yes.
And they create all these amazing things that are happening when we sleep, and in the stars somewhere things happen. Oh my gosh, I'm so scared to even think about the space. This is something so scary to me that anybody can understand, and I'm really proud to have you here too. Thank you so much.
Just to add, right, yes. There is few, we call ourselves Polacks,
yes,
at JPL, and it should be mentioned that there's about four of us on quite high position within JPL, and it would be an honor to come here and possibly talk about the Polish contribution to NASA.
I love it. Oh, we need to have this in a can, that they call this. We need to have this show, of course. Then, obviously, next year, maybe you will be back, because book will be already translated. Yes,
yeah.
Ian. We are keeping our fingers crossed. But with book or without book, you are walking book. Then, you know, we can just listen to you over and over. And that would be amazing. And if I don't know how many artists really will be part of this gallery exhibition,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, there will be something that I would love to talk about it too.
Yeah.
And Paige, maybe we can add some music from this period of time, because one of the bestest Polish songs that everybody loves, they were written also in period of World War II, and they were in many movies, American movies. Then who knows, you know?
Who knows?
We need to just, I don't know, celebrate everything. Then how long are you staying here?
Only tomorrow I st- start to going. I come back to Poland, but I was here two weeks.
Okay. What did you do here? Because I know that you were very busy. You were busy. If you can tell us, you had some speeches. Yes, in libraries. Yeah. Could you tell us what you were doing here?
Yeah. The more important speech was the Beverly Hills Library. Made by Andrew Dowen with the Polish members of this Modrzewska Club, and after that I visited San Diego Polish Club. I met very nice, interesting, and very connected with this field people. I met, for example, one couple which was survived and escaped from Soviet Union after 1940. And they remembered this horrible time, and after that this very nice time in Iran, Iraq, and Egypt. It was paradise for them, and after that they come back to they moved to United States and stay in San Diego. But after this meeting, I was visited the museums here, especially, for example, the Inner Hammer Museum. This exhibition of the one important is finished, the 70s is finished. Important American artist with the Indians root. It is very interesting because it was the first exhibition which is made and which showed the whole life. Very important American Indian roots artist, which is living and working in Berlin and Rome. It's very, very, very impressive for me because he's talking in his art also about different, about the pojęcie inne.
Different look, different.
Different. It's very important for
angle, different angle, different.
Especially for our times when we have many different people, many different situation. This influence and this move from other country, the people arriving here with other culture,
What brings us together, not what separates us.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, and we need to say bye-bye today. You know, and that's what is always the saddest. Because I would love to talk to you more and more and more about your family. We still didn't mention all your titles because that's what people need to go and read. But for today, I know you are very busy and you are flying tomorrow to Europe already, to Poland. Mr. Andrzej, I'm so thankful that you came and brought Janusz Wiktor Sienkiewicz here. If somebody wants to find you and talk to you through email or through website?
Yeah, through email or through website, and also in YouTube there are free films talking about the Polish artists after 1945, especially this which was studied in Vilnius University before Second World War. Yeah, the website, then my email, and
I have the hyperlinks, and I have www.janwiktorsienkiewicz.pl. But everybody, of course, if people don't know how to spell Polish names, I listed everything on Accent On. Then everybody, please go there. You will be back, you promise.
Yeah, I promise. You know that the Italian people, when my grandfather was living in Italy, the name Sienkiewicz is very unusual for them. And they pronounce with three words, Siena, Chiesa, Vicino, Sienkiewicz.
I love it.
It was more easy for Italian people. But the important thing, what I would like to say in this moment, I thank you very much for invitation, because it was a big pleasure for me. And a special thanks for Andrew Dowen and Modrzewska Club, because, true, it was big, big opening for me, and I think also the possibility to come back and do other new book talking about the Polish and American connection.
To make
in
tour,
the,
UCLA, USC,
century.
All the center in USC, Polish center.
Yeah.
I know that students will go crazy for you. And then I know a lot of unusual painters here from so many countries, and some of them have paintings in pubs, in just This place is amazing, and yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Especially like for you the need art to be historian. Back. Yeah,
yes.
Thank you very much.
And he's also a lawyer. Then I don't know. You are everything. Anyway, that's why he needed to say.
He's been very busy, right? We haven't mentioned he also wrote 35 books.
Yeah. And he's young. He's really young.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for today. Okay. I need to finish my show with sadness. Accent on Ilona Europa, LA Talk Radio. See you all next Monday. See you? No. But yeah, we'll be here with our souls and heart. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.